it's a good day when you can hear three songs by Thin Lizzy. Thin Lizzy rules. 773 area code requested some Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town on Triple Play Thursday. You be Triple Play Thursday. We could have done Thin Lizzy Thursday.
I believe, actually, before we established Triple Play Thursday, we did have a Thin Lizzy.
Did we have a Thin
Thursday.
Lizzy Thursday? Because every day should be a Thin Lizzy day. By the way, one of the first things I did when I got to Dublin was find the statue of Phil Lynott. It was like I was determined, and I got my picture taken with the statue of Phil Lynott on Grafton in the middle of Dublin. It was like we got off the plane. I'm like, let's get to Dublin. I got to see Phil Lynott. Yeah. All right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower, here until 5 a.m., as we are every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich will host the opening bell at 5, and then, of course, the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. You can also check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show, but the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. And we're about to play another round of Would Esmeralda Buy That? Would Esmeralda Buy That? And in order to play along at home, you should like our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow, because all of the items that we describe, you can see in full-color pictures only on our Facebook page. So if you want to play along at home and you want to see the actual items that we are describing and talking about and voting on, you got to go to facebook.com/NickDShow and like us right now. So there you go. All right, do we have the thing? We're going to thing it? Yeah. Still one of the greatest game show themes of all time. That's right, it's time for Would Esmeralda Buy That? Esmeralda Leon, who lives in the traffic hut, is someone who really enjoys the as-seen-on-TV items, the infomercial-type items. And we get items like that. And in fact, we have a bunch that have been submitted by listeners yet again. Dan, we get a lot of these, right?
About half
of each time we do this, they're submitted by listeners. So if you want to submit them, please do. Send them to nickdshow@gmail.com. So we describe the item, we discuss it, and then Vic and Dan and myself vote on whether or not we think Esmeralda would buy the item. And then whoever matches Esmeralda the most wins. So now do we remember the last time who won?
You and Vic tied.
Oh, Vic, you and I tied.
I was going to say, it's probably me.
Well, we'll see. All right, are we ready to begin? Everybody, is everybody ready?
Yes.
Okay. First item up for bids. The Climb Cart. Submitted by Wild Bill. How you doing, Wild Bill? Wild Bill, by the way, thank you, buddy. I saw you at the induction ceremony. For the Walk of Fame. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it, pal. So the Climb Cart. It's the new and innovative folding cart that climbs stairs with you. Instead of lifting, you simply roll the cart up the stairs, allowing you to move anything, anytime. The cast aluminum construction easily holds up to 100 pounds. The secret is the six-wheel design that pivots when it touches the stair, allowing for an easy climb. The all-terrain wheels glide easily over a variety of surfaces. There's also the jumbo carry bag, which allows you to put multiple grocery bags within. Folds flat, weighs less than 5 pounds, stores anywhere, comes with a 10-year warranty. $39.99 is your cost. Order now, and you can get free shipping. The Climb Cart! Again, if you want to see the picture of this, it's on facebook.com/NickDShow. Okay, let's start with Vic. Vic, what are you thinking here?
This, if anybody in Chicago that lives in the city, this could come in very handy because everybody has one of these carts for grocery shopping. What I don't know is if Esmeralda has stairs in between her home and her grocery store. But I will say, yeah, she would buy this. This would be great.
Okay. Vic is voting yes on the climb cart. Dan, where do you stand?
I like Vic's line of thinking, and I think if we would have played this a week or two before her move, the answer would be yes, as she probably did have to encounter some stairs as part of her new apartment. But I don't know if she lugs around enough stuff that it would be required now that she's moved in. So I'm going to vote no.
Wow, we got a split decision right there. Okay. I think I'm gonna agree with Dan on this one. If I remember correctly, I think she was living on the first floor, and she and V just moved into a place on the second floor, or maybe it's vice versa. So that might influence the decision a little bit, but I'm gonna say no. So we've got Vic says yes, Dan says no, I say no. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Wow.
So I have a granny cart.
Yeah.
But, and I do what this thing does, essentially, but it's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Because it just kind of clunk, 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 clunk.
Right.
Like I go up the stairs. So this would be perfect.
Okay. Wow. All of the reasoning that Vic had was exactly sound and right for Dan and I.
As usual.
And I am on the second floor.
You're on the second floor now,
but it's
right.
One of those, like, it goes around, you know, so it's really like two sets of stairs.
Is it what
like the first floor isn't really the first floor. It's the landing.
Uh-huh.
So then you go up stairs and that's the first floor. And then you go up another pair and that's the second floor.
Yeah. I live on the second floor, too. And there's just a stoop in front of my apartment that's two steps. And then it's one flight up to the first floor. Then two flights up to the second floor. So it's essentially three flights.
So. I think yours is more than mine. What? No. It's the same.
Yeah, I would think so. So, all right. There you go. So far, Dan and I aren't doing very well. Vic 1, Dan and Nick 0 on Wood Esmeralda. Buy that! We have to break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And then we come back. We've got more items. And you can see these items again as we play along at home, facebook.com/Nick D Show. It's all right, I'm sitting in the moonlight on this long, hot summer night. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's actually 4:20, Phil. 773 area code requested Thin Lizzy for Triple Play Thursday, Dancing in the Moonlight. Oh, man, Thin Lizzy rules. All right, hey, we're back. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN here till 5, and we are playing Would Esmeralda Buy That? So are we ready to get back into the game? So far, Vic is leading 1-0. All right, everybody ready?
Yes.
Okay. The Oversized Backyard Scrabble Game. And this is submitted by our listener, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. The Oversized Backyard Scrabble Game. Use oversized Scrabble letters to play the popular game during outdoor parties. Tiles can also be used to create your favorite phrase, word, or quote. Each Scrabble letter is made of maple plywood. The letter is carved into the wood via a computer-controlled machine. The creator then rounds the edges, sands it smooth, seals it with a high-quality lacquer. Tile sizes range from 3 inches to 1 foot. Set comes with 100 letters, a storage bag, and scorecard. However, you can have customizable sets with letters that you pick. Available on Etsy and made by Laren Designs of Dexter, Missouri. $199 is the cost. I should note for people who are new to listening, the prices really don't matter here. We don't take those really into effect. Okay, the Oversized Backyard Scrabble Game. Vic, in the newsroom, what are you thinking, man?
Summer's coming up. She's due, all of us, I should say, a apartment welcoming party. Yes.
He's already made plans for it, Esmeralda.
Yes,
He's already. He's already. Gonna,
Saturday at no.
Yeah.
He's on my back porch all the time. I'm like, what are you doing here?
What are you doing, man? Why do you have your kayak? What's going on? All right, so Vic says yes. Dan, the Oversized Backyard Scrabble Game.
I'm sorry. I'm just imagining Vic at this party, because everybody's gonna be floored by all his stories. You know, it's like, you know, like, oh, about that time I was in North Korea, unofficially, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I will say that Esmeralda would play this at somebody else's house if it was out there and it was a boring party, but I do not think she would buy it for her own party. I say no.
Okay. I gotta say, and this is, I think this is kind of a tough one, but I'm gonna agree with Vic on this one. Not just because he seems to be on a roll as we've been playing this, but I think that I think it would be fun outside and all that kind of stuff. And I think if you customize it, you could like have all kinds of phrases, and she and V could have fun spelling out ridiculous things that you could leave on your coffee table in the hut. All right. So the oversized. So I'm saying yes. So Dan says no. Vic and I both say yes. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Oh.
I enjoy Scrabble.
All right.
So I like that it's an oversized version of Scrabble.
Yeah. Don't you think that the customizable part is kind of cool?
Yeah, the fact that you can just take them and make words.
Yeah.
And just leave them somewhere.
That's what I thought. See, that to me I thought would be the most appealing thing for you. Like, you know, like you wake up in the morning, maybe V's asleep, and you could just put out some sort of, you know, some sort of profanity laced message for him.
Or you just write a note.
There is that too.
Yeah. Well, Vic and I got that right. Dan, you're not doing too well this morning.
I have completely lost touch in this game. I am just, I don't know.
All right. It's okay. All right. Are we ready for item number three? Is the Clever Cutter, the 2-in-1 knife and cutting board. Margaret sent this in. Thank you, Margaret, our listener, Margaret. The Clever Cutter, the 2-in-1 knife cutting board. The Clever Cutter is the revolutionary 2-in-1 knife and cutting board. Simply hold the item and cut it with scissors. As you cut the piece, it lands on a small board attached to the blades. You can cut vegetables right into your bowl, slice fruit without a mess, and chop chicken right into your own salad. The ergonomic grip is easy on the hands. It features a premium stainless steel blade. A safety latch keeps it closed. It's easy to clean and dishwasher safe. You can mount it on any knife block, or it can be stored in your kitchen drawer. Cost is $19.99, but order now, and you get free shipping and handling, and you'll get a second clever cutter and a free peeler. The Clever Cutter, 2-in-1 knife and cutting board. All right. Vic, what do you think?
I was skeptical at first, but after reading this, I love it. I would get it, and I know she's usually interested in these kitchen items.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So Vic is voting yes on this one, okay? Dan, what are you thinking?
I will agree with Vic. She usually enjoys the kitchen items in general, but especially ones that have multiple uses and make other things, you know, obsolete, or she doesn't need to pick them up anymore. So I will vote yes as well.
Yeah, I personally think this was a no-brainer. I'm agreeing with Vic, and I am agreeing with Dan. If she says no on this one, I will be shocked. I will be shocked. So all three of us say yes on the Clever Cutter. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Oh, yes. I've actually seen it on TV, and it looks really neat.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Vic is very excited about the Clever Cutter.
When's Vic's birthday?
Vic.
Coming up soon, Jeannie.
The Clever Cutter. Really, it actually looks really cool. I would get this thing, too. I really would. And if you... Now, here's my question, though. I'm a lefty. What's going to happen there?
That's a good point.
Does it matter? Could I switch it around?
Oh, yes, you can switch it around.
Okay. Because in the pictures, all three of the people are right-handed.
Right, but isn't the thing with scissors is the ergonomics of the way the handles are shaped. This is different. It's grips.
Yeah,
not...
but if you look to see where the cutting board is, the cutting board hangs over on the other side. You know what
just
I mean?
Just move your bowl over a little.
No. See, the world is not fair to left-handed people.
Easy.
It's not fair. You guys don't know what it's like to live in a right-handed world. All right. So, anyway, the Clever Cutter. So, here's the score so far before we break. for the news. Vic in the lead with 3. Nick in second place with 2, and Dan in third place with 1. And we will continue the battle of Wood Esmeralda to buy that right after the news, which is next. Tonight is gonna be a doorway, so don't you be around. This song is such a jam. Don't you be around. 773 area code, triple play Thursday. Yeah! Thin Lizzy, Jailbreak, Jams. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Oh, we're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Coming up after this show at 5 o'clock, the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. And then at 6, it's Steve Cochran with your morning drive. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. We're in the middle of another game of Would Esmeralda Buy That? And if you would like to play along at home, the best way to do it is to like us on Facebook, because as we are describing these items and talking about them, you can actually see full color pictures of them and get a better look at them, but only on our Facebook page. So go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. By the way, people have been calling in, Dan, and texting in. And
I just found it online.
Oh,
yeah.
People who have purchased the Clever Cutter say it does work for lefties. See? I like the Clever Cutter company. I approve. As someone who has been discriminated against his entire life as a left-handed human.
You can die easier.
Exactly.
Isn't there like a bunch of deaths because of...
Because people are doing things that they try to do with their right hands, right, and they can't. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the curse you...
It's
the burden
it's
you
tough.
Carry.
It's tough. It's me and Ned Flanders.
Oh.
Actually, most of the characters on The Simpsons are left-handed.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Groening is left-handed. James L. Brooks is left-handed. So a lot of the people...
Oh, the actual people.
No. The characters.
Oh, so the characters.
Oh, yeah.
So then how did the Leftorium not do really well?
Didn't it do okay?
Well, remember, it went out of business at one point?
Yeah. Well, it is Springfield, a bunch of dummies.
That's true.
But yeah, most of the characters they've made... And I'm trying to remember, in the family, I think it's Bart who's lefty. In the family. And Maggie's lefty.
Oh.
And then a ton of other characters are left-handed, most notably Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
But if you watch the show, and they do that on purpose. Groening did that on purpose because he's left-handed.
Oh.
Yeah. Another reason to love that show. Or at least love that show between 1991 and 1998. You all right, Esmeralda? She forgot something. She just ran out of the studio. It's hard to play with Esmeralda Buy That when Esmeralda leaves.
Buy whatever she's going to look for.
Yeah, she had to buy
a second one of those.
Suddenly she just jumps up and runs out of the studio.
My wife informed me that redheads predominantly are left-handed for some reason, and now I have a second redhead daughter, so we're interested to see if both will be lefties.
Okay, you're not sure is Emily left-handed?
Yeah, she. It does seem that she uses the left hand a little bit more, but it's too early.
It's too early to tell.
Yeah,
that would be so cool if she's lefty. I don't know. I just because here's how much of a dork I am, and it drives everybody who I know crazy. Whenever I see a left-handed person, I go lefty. Like if I'm watching TV with people, if somebody does something with their left hand, if they write with their left hand, I go lefty. Waiter or waitress at a restaurant comes up, mm-hmm. takes our order. I go lefty.
And you go, I'm left-handed, too.
No, then they both go, no, we know. We know, because I go lefty, and then we look at each other and go, yeah, that's right.
Give each other a silent nod.
We give the silent nod, the left-handed nod. That's correct.
Oh, boy.
Okay, are we ready? Here's the next item. Recap here. Vic is in the lead with 3. I am in second place with 2, and Dan is in third place with 1. Here we go. The Smart Swab Ear Cleaner, submitted by listener Paul. Cotton swabs go too far and doctor's visits are too expensive. Get the Smart Swab Ear Cleaner instead. Simply place it in your ear, twist, and remove your earwax. The soft, spiraled, grooved head is designed to go the perfect distance into the ear. A simple twist latches onto the wax and safely extracts it. After you remove it from the canal, twist the cleaner the other direction and the disposable tips fall off. Cost is $19.99. Includes 1 smart swab handle, 16 disposable swabs and a one storage case. Order now and you get a second kit for free. The Smart Swab Ear Cleaner. Vic!
So the tip comes off?
Well, yeah, you don't want to, you don't want, because the earwax has to be disposed of, Vic.
Yeah.
You then you have to replace the thing.
So there's a possibility it could come off in your head. We all know how I feel about
well,
that.
Yeah, that's right. You wake up with a cockroach in your head,
yeah,
like you did.
Right. I'm going to say no.
No on the Smart Swab Ear Cleaner. All right?
Now watch, everyone. They're all going to say no.
Here's the thing. I just want to mention this very quickly. I don't know if – no, Patty's in she's in
Springfield,
so yes. She's not listening. Patty has an issue with
right.
ear, because she said she went to the doctor and they pull out like 6 pounds of earwax mm-hmm. every time she goes. Maybe this is an item we need to save and talk to Patty about.
Yeah, but where that earwax is this thing would not touch it.
Well, if you have
deeper in the canal.
If you keep it, you know, if you clean your ears with this thing,
no.
It might not build up as
no,
much.
Well,
they say that it pushes it. In
when you use a regular swab,
yeah,
it's you're not supposed. People don't know how to use. They don't know how to use Q-tips.
Right, but the problem that Patty experiences is not from lack of hygiene. It's a separate issue. You can clean your ear all you want with this thing, and a person that suffers from that will still get ear
yeah.
buildup in there.
Okay,
up in there.
All right, it's not fun. I also have had issues with that.
Yeah, and they pop out the big piece of earwax.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I wonder if you can make a candle out of it.
Yeah.
How gross would that be?
They used to have ear candles.
Oh yeah.
Remember
no,
those
I've
you would
those.
Light it up and
yeah,
you'd
you
stick your tilt your head.
Food.
Yeah, you can get those
go
things.
To the
I used them I've used them a few times.
I hear they're a bit dangerous.
No, unless you want to set your head on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Vic says what you're saying no, right Vic?
Correct.
Okay, Dan?
Coincidentally, I'm saying yes because of the Patty situation. I think the exact opposite of it. I think all that talk about it is made Esmeralda more conscious of the buildup of earwax, and this seems like a good solution, so
okay.
I will vote yes.
You're voting yes, and Vic says no. I am going to vote yes on this for, I think, the same deductive reasonings that Dan said. So Vic could take an insurmountable lead at this point. So Vic says no. Dan and I both say yes. The Smart Swab Ear Cleaner, Esmeralda.
No.
Wow, Vic.
Now, I use Q-tips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not shoving the Q-tip all the way into my ear, but I use them. But this, I don't like that they're disposable because I'm trying not. And I know Q-tips are disposable, but I feel like because they're made of cardboard or whatever, they'll disintegrate quicker than
whatever
these things are made out
of.
Well,
we don't know what they're made out of.
Right. But I don't like the idea that I have to keep buying, because I clean my ears out pretty much every time I take a shower.
Yeah.
These would last 2 weeks. Then I'd have to buy
new ones.
Buy more.
Okay.
Don't need them. And see, we can all go home now. Game over. What's the score?
Game over, man.
Let's go home. Nothing
it's
to see here.
Four to nothing.
To 2-1.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, have you been paying attention, Vic? Are you paying? Maybe. Have you been listening? Perhaps you need this swab thing.
I just say yes, no. That's the secret about this. I go on, I push the button, I say yes. Apparently, I'm in the lead.
He hears the dings just for himself, and that's it.
That's it.
He's imagining Esmeralda's party that he's getting.
That's right. Getting his kayak ready.
I just, like she said, I just wait out there on the deck, and eventually, chances are, she's going to throw a party.
I see him out there. I'm like, what are you doing out there, Vic?
Nothing. Just
get me a kayak.
Get me a blanket. All right. We have to break for weather and traffic, and then we'll wrap up. Would Esmeralda buy that? And Vic is, I think, most surely going to win. Very possibly. Okay. Come on down. Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're playing Would Esmeralda Buy That? Apparently, I fell off a cliff.
You sounded like Duncan Sheik there.
I sound like Duncan Sheik? Thank you very much. I'll take that as a compliment. By the way, I was a giddy. Speaking of schoolgirl, Nick, I was a giddy little schoolgirl yesterday morning when I watched the previous night's Jimmy Kimmel.
Because, oh, right.
Because Carrie Russell and Scott Speedman were on, and he had them out at the same time. And I was like, They talked about Felicity, the time when they dated in real life, back when the show was still on.
Oh, really? Yeah. They did. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Lovely. She were got herself a star on the Hall of Fame.
Were you with him? Were you? I forget his
name.
Oh,
I was pro Ben. Oh, yeah. I was always. Always. I liked Noel. I thought Noel was cool and very nice. But no, Ben. She made
you
the
know
right
what?
Choice.
Nice isn't exciting.
That's right. Ben was. She went to. She left California, followed him to New York. You gotta pick Ben.
Right.
All right. Anyway, yeah, I was giddy. I was like on the couch going, yay!
Oh, boy. All Are right. you wearing your Felicity shirt?
I wore my footy pajamas.
And your Felicity wig?
My Felicity wig on, yes. And of course, they talked about the haircut. And of course they mentioned it. I'm like, could you stop? All right.
It's a big thing.
Here's some earwax emails. Earwax texts. Glenn says, I own the Smart Swab ear cleaner, and it really works great. You don't necessarily have to throw away the tips. They're good enough quality that you can clean them thoroughly and then reuse them. Somebody's phone just, I think that was mine. Dennis just said, Dennis says, at the doctor's office, they now use hydrogen peroxide. I had it done recently. They pour in a little, they wait a few minutes, and they pull the wax out with tweezers. I've done that at home.
Oof.
Hydrogen peroxide?
No, to try to pull out a piece of wax out of your own ear.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. Well, it dries it out. The hydrogen
leave
peroxide.
Leave that to the professional.
Yeah. Hydrogen peroxide dries it out.
Yeah, but still.
No, it works.
Sticking tweezers in your ears?
Sure. A knife. Mm.
A butter knife?
The clever cutter. Every
spatula?
Once in a while, I'll stick the clever cutter in my
KitchenAid.
Ear.
KitchenAid.
Put a Cuisinart in my head.
Yeah. Well, a handheld mixer.
That's right. Okay, let's get to the next item. Vic is ahead 4-2. I have 2, and Dan has 1. Are we ready? The Sweet Spot Instant Ice Cream Maker. Easy to use, and it makes ice cream in minutes. Upon arrival, put the pan in the freezer for 6 hours. When ready, go to the recipe book included with the pan and create your ice cream mixture. Then pour the mixture into the frozen Sweet Spot surface, and it will begin to freeze instantly. After a minute, use the included scoop and spade to stir and turn until the ice cream is to the consistency that you like. Process usually takes less than 5 minutes. Also makes delicious sorbets, margaritas, and more. Comes in the color orange or lagoon. Cost $43.77. The Sweet Spot Instant Ice Cream Maker, Vic.
Have we had this one on before? It looks very familiar. Suspiciously familiar. No, I'm going to say no.
Vic is saying no to the ice cream, Sweet Spot Instant Ice Cream. All right. Dan, what are you saying?
A couple of weeks ago, you teased us. And asked us if we liked ice cream and did not produce ice cream for us. And we were all very upset about this. We wanted ice cream instantly.
Right.
And I believe we found out that Esmeralda did have an ice cream maker at home.
Yes.
But I don't think it's an instant ice cream maker, so I will vote yes.
You're voting yes on this. Say, Vic is saying no. Dan is saying yes. I, too, will say yes on this. I think that she would find this very amusing, you know, because... The ice cream maker itself, the real ice cream maker itself, is a much. It's a process. It's a whole process. So I'm going to say yes on this. And if Dan, this is going to be the decider.
Pretty
I mean,
much,
we'll continue to play, but it's going to be completely insurmountable if Vic is right. Vic says no. Dan says yes. I say yes. The Sweet Spot Instant Ice Cream Maker. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
There you go.
I had to look it up because I wanted to see what color lagoon is.
Is it green?
It's like a teal. Yeah.
That's cheating. This isn't an open book test, Esmeralda.
What?
That
test
should be
isn't on me,
stricken
man.
From the record.
The test is for you.
Here we go. Now it's getting tight. It's getting tight. Vic, you got 4. I got 3. Dan's got 2. All right. All right, Esmeralda, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Auten under the bed TV lifts. Want to put a TV in your bedroom, but you don't have room? The Auten under-the-bed TV lifts are for you. It's a two-step process. Step one, a track located underneath your bed holds the TV in place. Press the button. The motor will move the TV out from underneath the bed. Step two, with an arm with the TV extends vertically beyond the foot of the bed up to the height for your viewing pleasure. Most models ship fully assembled and are ready to install right out of the box. Can hold up to a 500-pound television. Units can swivel, allowing for viewing throughout the room. Costs between $7,500 and $13,000. The Otten under-the-bed TV lift. Okay? This is one of those extravagant items that we sometimes talk about. And
Vic apparently thought someone would put a TV from the 1970s on top of this
500
state
pounds.
Of it. Yeah,
I know.
Like what is?
You know, I think one of those. You know what it is, Vic? It's one of those big wooden furniture console TVs,
oh, God. Right?
With the built-in hi-fi.
500 pounds. Well, safety purpose always first.
Yeah.
No.
All right, you're saying no. All right, and Dan.
You know. I'm so torn on this because, despite the fact that it looks relatively sleek for what it is, it's still big and bulky, and that would make me lean towards no. But I think it's cool that, you know, you can be like, hey, I want to watch TV, and then
press a button, it's like a Bond gadget.
God, now I'm remembering, you know, she has spent a few days just laying in bed watching TV. I'm going to go yes.
You're saying yes. Vic said no. Dan says yes. I am going to say yes. I'm really torn. This was the toughest one so far this morning. So Vic says yes, or Vic says no, and Dan and I both say yes. The under-the-bed TV lift at Esmeralda.
Ah, see, I'm torn as well.
Yeah.
No.
Come on!
It just seems tacky.
Tacky?
It seems a little tacky to me. I don't know. Just something coming out of your bed like that.
It's cool.
Although I would have a need.
What's going on?
Sorry, one of the websites I'm looking at decided to play.
All right. I do have a need because I was saying how I have nowhere to put. I want to put a TV.
Yeah.
Just sometimes in my room.
Stick it under the bed and get the lift.
But that looks weird.
All right. Well, 5-3-2. I don't think we're going to be able to beat him, Dan. Let's find out what's happening on the opening belts with Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning. I'm riveted to the show here. I've got to find out who wins.
Yeah. It's going to be Vic.
Yeah, probably will.
Okay.
All right. So coming up next on the opening bell, we're going to be talking a little bit about if you have one of those Kindles, if your kids have those Kindles or other devices and they've accidentally or purposely bought stuff with those in-app purchases, you're getting some money back, perhaps. We'll talk to the Midwest head of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, coming up next right here on the opening bell.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right.
All right, 5 for Vic, 3 for Nick, 2 for Dan.
Wow.
So next is the T-Rex skull shower head. Now is your chance to get clean with some prehistoric style. The Tyrannosaurus skull shower head is made possible by on a 3D printer out of quality ABS plastic, the same plastic as Legos. The skull will fit on any 1/2-inch shower pipe. But be careful not to over-tighten and crack the plastic. Use Teflon tape on the pipe to make sure there's a good seal. Dimensions, 3.81 inches by 4.8 inches by 5.2 inches and available in white, green, black, red, blue, yellow. Also available in other Dino bathroom accessories, including a towel hook, a soap dish, and a toothbrush holder. $21 for the T-Rex skull shower head. Vic.
I think, yeah. Ooh. Why do I sound so strange? Yes,
I think you can pot him down on the board now that we've lost control.
Oh.
He's doing that on purpose, Dan.
Oh, there we go.
He's angry.
All right. So you're saying yes?
Yeah.
Okay, yes on the T-Rex scholar head thing. Dan?
I was going to vote no because she voted no to the dinosaur head lunchbox last time.
Yeah.
But then she laughed at the prehistoric joke, so I will say yes.
I'm going to say no, so this could be kind of interesting. I'm saying no. One major thing is when I was describing the process of putting this thing in, it sounded like a total pain in the ass. So Vic and Dan say yes. I say no. Esmeralda.
No.
Thank you.
It looks like it's vomiting on you. You turn the shower on, dinosaur just puking on you.
All right. I also thought that the process of putting it in sounded like a real pain.
It just projectile dinosaur vomit. That's all I can see.
All right. There you go. Well, Vic won, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Vic.
Yay. Babe.
Vic.
One person cheered.
Was it his second time winning?
It's his second time winning, yes. Oh, okay. Yes. Vic with 5, me with 4, Dan with 3. So it was kind of close. All right.
I had a lot of fun.
Well, of course, because you won. We'll do it again soon.